Hello, welcome to another edition of the Ricky Armstrong podcast. I'm your host, Ricky Armstrong, of course. So, I'm here to talk to you. So, this is Real Talk with Ricky. So, how's everybody doing today? So, we have little questions and concerns. So, y'all heard the rumors and news that Daniel Bryan will not be at Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel. He also has bailed out of it for his safety and his well-being. As you know, this Crown Jewel, it's this week, it's this Friday. So one has to wonder how WWE is going to do that. Well, there's also state they're going to put Samoan Joe versus AJ Styles. It was supposed to be AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan at Crown Jewel, but since Daniel Bryan bailed out, it's not going to be Joe versus AJ Styles. And then a lot of wrestlers are unhappy to have to go. Some wrestlers were willing to do it because, you know, it's big money for WWE. But it's like they're concerned for their well-being because, you know, this stuff is going on with the whole, general guy that got killed over there. After they're saying that was misintended, which means they're just covering up their asses. So what do y'all think about that? It's very unfair. Like, what the NWA does a lot of money riding on this, and they do, you know, they're plus. Vince McMahon doesn't want to leave money on the table like that. He's a person, he's a businessman, which you expect. He can't. I mean, you're getting an offer to go to another country. They're offering you tons of money to put a show up there, and that's a lot of money. It's like, you, I think, from his business point of view. Yes, for personal business, the wrestlers are about their safety, and there's a lot of concerns. You got safety issues, you know. What can happen if they hold you captured over there? From the United States to be like, let them alone. A lot of things to go on, a lot of things go right on it. It's like, you don't know. A lot of things riding on it, but you know, what can you do? Sometimes you gotta be like, what to do? Situation like this, what would you guys do if you were in Vince McMahon's shoe? They're in that state of business where you have to go to another country, another continent that's not being investigated because of the stuff that's going on. So what are your thoughts on that? Let me know in the description below. And also, what is concern for all this stuff that's going on? You know, like, do you see something going on in the future with these people? Do you see something happening? Do you think WWE will eventually be like, oh, you know what? But, you know, in Vince's words, money talks. So you gotta understand where he's coming from. Vince McMahon is a business. So, another point of view, as you have saw lately, with a lot of things going on with pro wrestling and eFit. So, people who don't know, I do run an eFit out there. So, if you're interested in joining my eFit, look me up at APW Pro Wrestling on Facebook. Instagram is Ricky_Project_Armstrong. Ricky Armstrong Project at Instagram. Then I have a YouTube channel. Look it up at Ricky Armstrong Project. I mean, I do this. I talk to people. Send me questions. You know, it's all about personify your business. We all working into a goal. You know, there's a lot of things going on too. It's a lot of people being bullied around lately, which is not good. Just, we need to understand, bullying is not a joke. People need to stop with the bullying. We need to all, like, stand together as united as one and help people that are going through stuff like this every day. You know, talk with us. And then, it's another news out there. You know, a lot of news going on with the whole, you know, wrestling business going on. What do you think about Bullet Club? Do you think Bullet Club would join WWE? You know, since Cody Nightmare contract is expiring January, so is the Young Bucks contract expiring, so is Kenny Omega's contract expiring. So they're all expiring contracts, and there's rumors of them going to WWE. Do you think this will happen or unlikely? What are your thoughts on this? You let me know what your thoughts on this. Will you see them? Will eventually WWE take them to bring them in? Maybe that might be the NXT brand, because NXT does have some former Bullet Club, like Adam Cole. You know, Adam Cole's one of the former Bullet Club. And then, of course, Raw has a Balor Club, which is Finn Balor, which is the one that started off the Bullet Club in the first place, but it was called Balor Club. For those that don't know the history, Balor is the one that originally bought in the Bullet Club, way before it was called Bullet Club. So, history lesson for you guys. So, all in all, what is your thoughts on what's going on with the wrestling world? What do you see in a couple of years? How do you see it? Is WWE going to purchase Impact? Who knows? is New Japan Wrestling a Red Virgin trying to come into U.S. territory? But just like Chris Jericho said, that's WWE territory. Will you ever be seeing it in New Japan Pro Wrestling versus WWE one day? It's possible with all the stuff that's going on. And what do y'all think about the NXT UK tag team division? Oh, rocking. And you know, there's rumors of WWE forming a women's tag team and with a belt too. What are your thoughts on that? Women's changing the game. So those are your thoughts. What are your thoughts, your concern for all this going on? What do you think of what's going to happen in the wrestling world with all this stuff? And with SmackDown going to Fox, since they signed a big deal, big contract, but Fox wants WWE to be more sports-like, not cartoonish, which means WWE might have to change up their little antics and be more sports-oriented. Like, you know, they might go back to TV-14. They might go through, they might go back to some things, no more like kiddie. That's what Fox agreed. They agreed upon it. The man agreed upon it. More sports oriented. So what do we see? Well, hopefully we'll see something change. Hopefully this could be the start of a new direction. New fan focus. What are your thoughts on this? So if you want to leave a comment, you know, voice your opinion. Don't matter. This is what you love. This is what we're here for. This podcast for everybody to interact with me. Speak. Let me know how you feel. And guarantee I'll answer those questions honestly and truthfully. Thank you once again. This is Ricky Armstrong with Real Talk. Thank you guys.